Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are talking a little bit about the NFL, and of course, there's all kinds of things swirling with the NFL, and anytime we talk about the NFL or the Steelers, we like to go to our favorite insider, and that would, of course, would be Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Ray, not quite as much activity this week for you as last, but nevertheless, the NFL has continued to go on. Are you surprised that basically the commissioner has said, I don't want to hear any crying or whining, we ain't moving the draft?
Yeah, and I think you saw that memo that he threatened some penalties if that continued to happen. So I know some anonymous GMs were vocal about that this week. I don't think I didn't see any names behind it, but Goodell is getting the message out there that he wants this thing to go on, and they want the offseason to continue as planned. And the owners' meetings in LA in May, they're still on for now. I would imagine those would be canceled. We already know OTAs and minicamps have been postponed. So the draft is really the last piece of the offseason puzzle that they want to get done. And, I think that's okay. I think anything that you could do by phone, anything you could do remotely is okay. I think what comes into it, the thing they want to avoid is the travel, being around people. But I think having a conference call and, picking your draft picks, I think that's totally fine. And I don't really understand why the GMs were griping so much about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you have to basically understand that it's a different world right now, right? So everybody's got to be flexible. I don't understand why this is such a tough concept for people to understand that this isn't going to be ideal.
No, listen, they had so many layers to their draft process that they're not going to be able to do this year. The pro days and getting to know these guys on an intimate level and then bringing them in for top 30 visits. You're not going to be able to do that this year. So, a lot of the guys, maybe you had questions about, you heard this happened when you were in college, that nitty-gritty stuff, you're not going to be able to know this year. So I think now more than ever, Paul, it's going to be, okay, we're going to watch the tape. We got your numbers from the combine. Okay, check that box. You're going to have to go through that and be a little bit uncomfortable just because that's the way it is this year. And, I think it's going to turn out okay. I mean, there might be a few things that, people aren't going to be happy with. Some guys might slide in the draft because of this process, but that's where we are right now. It's the year 2020 of the pandemic, and every professional sports league is having to, adjust on the run.
Well, I think that basically when I think about this, Ray, I mean, you can interview people. You can, via teleconference or what do they call it, Skyping or video conferencing. Right. You can, have people take tests and, whatever it is, that you have to do. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do without seeing people face-to-face. You just got to be a little bit more creative about it. I don't understand why that's a big deal. Now, of course, Kirk Herbstreit sort of created a stir, I guess, for lack of a better term, when he basically said that he will be shocked if there's football this fall. And he said basically it's too risky, you know, and just, you know, what I understand, people that I listen to, you're 12, 18 months from a vaccine. I don't know how you let these guys go into a locker room and let stadiums fill up and how you can play ball. I just don't know how you can do it. Next thing you know, you got a locker room full of guys that are sick, and that's on your watch. I wouldn't want to have that. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I think we're probably a little bit too far out for that to, you know, for that's just purely speculation. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the data changes by the day. And I think in one respect, and you're right, you know, it's probably a little bit too early for that. But until we can get on top of this and, you know, and flatten this curve, as they say, I don't think anyone is really even worried about getting back to sports. I mean, I think once we're on the downside of this and the number of cases go down, the number of deaths go down, then I think you'll start seeing you'll start seeing some people, you know, maybe trying to get back at it. I know Major League Baseball was talking about having contingency plans, you know, 140-game season, 120-game season, as long as this goes on. You know, the fortunate thing for the NFL is they could sort of sit back, wait and see how these other leagues handle it. You know, how does the NBA handle it? How does the NHL and Major League Baseball handle this? So they're really the last ones on deck here, and I think they're going to get a lot of guidance from those other leagues on how to proceed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be the interesting thing, is how do they proceed. I think the number one concern for all of this stuff is how do you, you know, I mean, how quickly can you get crowds back? And I think that's going to be a lot more difficult and a lot more tricky than people think.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's the talk about having a recurrence when the weather starts to dip again in the fall months, October, November, which, you know, is right in the middle of the football season too. So, you know, until they get a vaccine and until they can immunize people, I think there's going to be a lot of questions about how, you know, we're going to consume sports. You know, before this, before all these sports leagues were shut down, Paul, they actually had the idea of playing in empty arenas in the National Hockey League and in the NBA. And I suppose you might be able to do that because I don't know what the percentages are, but maybe 70-80% of your revenue now is coming through television contracts and not, you know, the in-state, not the tickets and the concessions and all that. So I suppose that could be a possibility down the road, but that's not going to solve college football's problems. You know, that's a sport that thrives on, you know, the in-game experience, the fans, College Football Saturday. So that's something that college football is going to have to figure out. But we know from listening to the NHL and the NBA that they were already contemplating playing in front of, you know, empty stadiums before this all got shut down.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the toughest thing, I think, is how do you put that many people back into a stadium together? I said it before, you know, you got on. I think the number one thing is we all would love sports to come back. And I think that, you know, owners have to be open to the idea that they might, if they want sports to open up again and start playing again, they might have to face the fact that they can't put 70 or 80 or 90 or 100,000 people in a stadium together, at least for this first year.
Yeah, until they get a vaccine, right? I mean, until you can, I mean, think of the liability. Until you can assure that people, you're not going to be putting people in harm's way, I would imagine there would be some liability involved there. So, we're in a whole new world now. You know, this happened back in 1918. Eventually, things did get back to normal, but it took a while. And I would suspect no one knows where this is going to go, but I would expect at some point, whether it's 6 months from now, 3 months from now or 12 months from now that we will get back to sports being a normal part of our lives. But right now, as this country is sort of in the middle of this thing, in the epicenter of it, I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
No, it's not. I mean, I think one of the other things that Kirk Herbstreit said that I don't agree with is he said, well, it's not like you can just get started in July and August. It takes a lot of time to prepare for a season and all this other stuff. And, yeah, you need to get ready for a season. But, Ray, I mean, this idea that you need spring football and you need OTAs and you need mini camps, you need all this other stuff to get ready for a season, I would assume that that's a little bit ridiculous. And to me, if you have a full month of training camp, that's more than enough time to get ready for a season.
I mean, that's the way it was 30 or 40 years ago when the Steelers were winning 4 Super Bowls and half those guys on those teams had off-season jobs and they were going to training camp in the middle of July just to get in shape. So, I mean, that's not going to be anything that's really new. It'll be new to this group of players who are trying to find ways to keep themselves in shape and, you know, that whole thing. I mean, it's not going to be ideal for them in the way they know how to train, but it's been done before. And I don't, you know, if it comes down to the owners reaping the money in their TV contracts and getting back onto the field, they're going to do everything they can to make that happen. And if it's a shortened training camp, if it's 3 weeks instead of 6 weeks, they're going to find a way to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I don't know what more do you need realistically. I mean, obviously, in an ideal, perfect world, you would have all of the, you know, OTAs and mini camps and all that other stuff and spring football to install whatever it is you need to install schematically. But the only thing that really is important is how quickly can you get guys in shape? And you know what? If it's not ideal schematically and all that other stuff, as I've said many times through this, this is a new world we're in right now. And then for 2020, you got to just, you know, take whatever you can, you know, deal with it and move on. And so I think that's, you know, that to me is probably what a lot of these owners and teams and things are going to have to really come to grips with is this isn't the same, and so it's not going to be perfect.
Well, they still held Super Bowls in 1982 and 1987 when you had strikes interrupt those seasons, and those certainly were not ideal times to get in shape and to have training camps and all that stuff. And you know what? They still went on with it. And I think 1982, there was a 9-game season. There was a whole different, unprecedented Super Bowl tournament that year. Wasn't your regular playoffs. They'll figure it out. I mean, we don't have any idea of what it's going to look like now in Major League Baseball, the NFL, any of these sports. There's all kinds of different contingency plans, but they've made it work over the years with different scenarios. This is a little bit more serious. This is, you know, than a strike, granted, but they figured it out before. And I think if they can have a season in 2020, I think most of these sports leagues will figure out how.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, on the Steelers front, Ray, you've had now a whole week to sort of digest what they've done. Do you feel like they are a better team than they were 2 weeks ago, or the jury's still out?
The jury's still out for sure. I mean, we have to see. I mean, the big signing is Eric Ebron. We have to see what that chemistry is like within this offense. I think I told you last week there's great potential there. They need someone like him to stretch the seam and to make big plays like that. And if that happens, I think, you know, this could be a pretty good free agency class. I think we agree Stefan Wisniewski is a really solid signing. I like Watt, too. I think they've made some good moves, but we still got to see what they do in the draft. I think this is still a really important draft for them. It's looking like they're probably going to get an offensive tackle, a running back or a receiver in the second round, get a guy in the second round. That guy should contribute at some point during his rookie season, maybe not early on, but that guy can be a difference maker for you at some point in the 2020 season. So there's still a lot of work to be done, but I think, you know, for the amount of money they have and for the, the hoops they have to jump through to sign some of these guys, I think they've done a pretty good job so far.
No, absolutely. Last one for you, Ray. I know you've got youngsters at home, which thankfully mine are not young anymore, so I don't have to deal with it. But have you graduated to, like, living room wiffle ball and things of the such, or are you still able to maintain with board games to keep them excited?
No, but my day usually starts off with my son. I watch him play NBA 2K for about 3 hours. Then my daughter wakes up. She comes down, puts on Disney Plus. But I will add, today and yesterday, two nice days, I took my son to the batting cages today, and my wife yelled at me because she didn't want him being around other people. So I don't know. I can't win. Either I'm stuck in the house or I'm getting yelled at because I take him to the park. So who knows?
Well, you can, I guess if you really look at it, Ray, I'm watching, on Facebook and things, I'm seeing all these people who are stuck in the house with their little ones, and they're really losing their minds. So it sounds like yours aren't quite to the point where they're driving you crazy yet.
I'm not there yet, but check back with me next week. I might have a different answer for you.
We will definitely do that. Ray, thanks so much for taking some time, and I'm sure we'll talk to you here sooner rather than later.
All right, Paul. Anytime.
All right, that's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.